with his epic action film RRR, SS Rajamouli had the nerve to graft superhero elements to the fight against the British Raj, and the results proved to be highly inspiring. My name's Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my movie podcast. Hello to you, and welcome to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews, Rise, Roar, Revolt, RRR, 2022. SS Rajamouli is one of India's most successful filmmakers ever. His movies are fueled by strong emotion and characterized by highly stylized action sequences. Rodram Ranam Rudiram is his most successful movie to date. It won numerous awards and was the biggest grossing Indian film of 2022. The story gets off to a deceptively tranquil start in a small village in the Adilabad of 1920, where we see a charming little girl called Marley sing to the visiting governor, Scott Buxton, and his wife. The trouble is, with the aid of their brutal soldiers, the Buxtons decide to leave the area with the child. Marley is from the Gonj tribe, and their guardian, Komaram Bhim, sets out to find her and return her home, doing so in the guise of a mechanic called Akhtar, but he will face fearsome opposition from an extraordinary imperial police officer called Airama Raju. He's a man who also proves to be courageous and noble, and one who has an agenda of his own. This spirited adventure is blessed with having a couple of charismatic leads. Komaram Bhim is portrayed by the affable N.T. Rama Rao Jr. and Alluri Sitarama Raju by the seriously handsome Ram Charan. Rajamouli was most willing to admit that this movie was heavily influenced by Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds. It certainly uses the same approach of taking key historical events and radically altering them. And it's clear that the Hong Kong action specialist, John Woo, has also made a great impression on him. What with this movie's delirious set pieces and the strong bromance between the two stars, all that is missing are the flying white doves. The British characters in this film are ghastly, with the exception of one young woman. Olivia Morris plays Jenny, the niece of the governor and Lady Buxton. Komaram becomes smitten by this gentle, thoughtful lady, and she's a complete contrast to her aunt. Lady Catherine Buxton is portrayed by the Irish actress Alison Doody, having already played the treacherous Nazi Elsa Schneider in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. She goes even further in RRR. She thinks nothing about taking a child from a loving family, and she demands an increase in Bhim's suffering when he's captured and tortured. Even so, she's a pussycat compared to her husband, the evil governor, Scott Buxton. Buxton does not like shooting the locals because he thinks it's a waste of bullets. So he has his men bludgeon them to death instead. And the dastardly swine refers to Marley's distraught mother as brown rubbish. Yes, I could not wait for Buxton to receive his comeuppance. Governor Buxton was played by the strapping actor Ray Stevenson, who was born in Lisbon, Northern Ireland, in 1964. In the UK, he first came to the public's attention in the comedy drama At Home with the Braithwaites, but found global recognition playing Titus Pulo. In the historical drama Rome, Ray was nominated for a Saturn Award for Best Guest for appearing in Dexter as the vengeful gangster Isaac Serco. His television CV also includes appearing in Black Sails, Relic, Vikings, Dazz Boat, and Star Wars Ahsoka. And on the big screen, Ray brought the right sense of menace to his interpretation of the Marvel character The Punisher in Punisher Warzone from 2008. And of course, he was the Asgardian Volstagg in Marvel's Thor movies. Plus, he portrayed Marcus Eaton in the Divergent series. Ray Stevenson was taken ill during the making of the film Casino in Ischia. He subsequently died on the 21st of May 2023, just 4 days short of his 59th birthday. The cause of his death has never been disclosed. The main characters are drawn from two real-life Indian revolutionaries. Komaram Bhim really was from a Gond tribe, and he fought the Nizam's Hyderabad state. Bhim was killed by the police in 1940, whereas Alluri Sitarama Raju waged a fight against the British. He is remembered for the Rampar Rebellion of 1922, which ran for almost 2 years until Raju was captured and executed in the May of 1924. In reality, Bhim and Raju never crossed paths. The stunning Hindi film star Alia Bhatt appears in RRR as Raju's fiancée Sita. Both Alia and Olivia Morris are delightful in their roles as kind, supportive women. My only criticism of this film is that I would have liked for each of them to have been given more to do on screen. By the way, the role of Jenny Buxton was originally meant to be played by the beautiful Daisy Edgar Jones. However, she pulled out of this project to concentrate on making the television drama Normal People instead. Like many others, I adore the music and the dance routines in this movie. The music score was composed by Rajamouli's cousin, M.M. Keeravani, and the infectious track Natu Natu won an Oscar for Best Original Song. The film's title, RRR, is jokingly referred to as representing the surnames of the director and his two lead actors. In Telugu, it means rage, war, blood. And in both English and Hindi, it stands for Rise, Roar, Revolt. Filming commenced in November 2018. However, the COVID-19 pandemic meant that shooting did not conclude until August 2021. Various Indian locations and some in Ukraine and Bulgaria were used. RRR was released on the 25th of March 2022, and it truly is a movie to make a song and dance about. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. On this occasion, I have to single out Serb Gems, who, when I'd only posted a handful of podcasts, contacted me to say, love the style of this podcast. Please keep it going. Thanks again, Serb Gems. As you can see, I took your advice. Peace and best wishes to everybody. And goodbye for now.